Begin transmission.
Hey, yo, whoa. What's going on? What's happening here? Turn that thing off. Oh, I guess that means it's 1930 UTC. And it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I almost missed the show. I wasn't paying attention to what time it is. But it's always 1930 around here. So it's always time to do the show. Oh, it's a lazy day for me. It's a Sunday. Welcome to Sunday. Everybody loves Sunday. I know I do. And I just got done eating lunch. I had a... Wait a minute. Did I take my enzymes? Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I made a pizza bagel for lunch today. I also ate some applesauce and 2 graham crackers. It was all very, very yummy. And yes, I did in fact take my enzymes. I'm on some new enzymes. You know, it's protease and amylase and lipase and a lot of other things that end in ace. And I made the pizza bagel to test out the enzymes. I've been taking these enzymes now for about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more, and I thought, okay, it's time to put them to the test. And so I made a pizza bagel. And normally I can't eat bagels because they're too gluteny, and the gluten will tear my guts up. And so I took my enzymes and I ate my bagel. And now I'm just waiting for all that stuff to cook down in my guts to see how well the enzymes are working. And it seems to be kind of okay because I'm not having any gastrointestinal problems as of yet. And I will keep you updated. The other thing that I'm eating is candy. I've been a good boy. So I get to have candy today. And what kind of candy am I eating? I'm eating one of the greatest candies ever invented, Smarties. Yes, I am. And I get to eat them because not only have I been good, but my cat is sleeping upstairs in her box. You might say, well, that sounds like a non sequitur. Well, no. What you need to understand is Smarties, you know, they come wrapped as a roll in some, you know, crinkly cellophane that makes nice crinkly noises. And cellophane, or, you know, similar type plastic wrappers, are essentially a cat magnet, at least here in my house. So, you know, as soon as my cat hears this sound of candy being unwrapped, she has to come running down here and try to eat the cellophane. That's right. She doesn't want the candy. She wants to chew on the plastic wrapper. Mmm. Smarties. They're so delicious. Why does my cat like to chew on plastic wrappers? I don't know. Certain kinds of plastic bags and any kind of plastic that's crinkly, she likes to chew on it. I don't know why. The texture, the sound it makes, who knows? Cats are pretty much insane, so there's no accounting for that. And the funny thing is, I actually have 3 different kinds of Smarties to choose from. Right now, I'm just eating regular Smarties, you know, the kind that come in the little roll wrapped in the plastic that cats love so much. I also have some giant Smarties. I have 1 roll of giant Smarties. And I have 5 Smarties lollipops to go along with the 1 pound bag of Smarties that I bought, you know, a couple weeks ago. I've been eating Smarties almost every day. They're so yummy. They're so powdery. The ambiguous flavors are so delicious. Yeah. I love candy. But I don't get to eat as much candy as I would like. But, a couple weeks ago, I was dying for candy, and I was walking up and down the candy aisle, trying to decide what kind of candy I wanted. And I saw that 1 pound bag of Smarties rolls on sale. I said, yeah, that's for me. Smarties. They're so delicious. What flavor are they? No one knows. I'm sitting here in front of the idiot box as I eat my Smarties and drink my lemonade. My lemonade, which really isn't lemonade at all, but it is in fact the recipe for the World Health Organization's oral hydration fluid. And I just throw a little bit of lemon juice and lime juice in it for flavor. Let's have some more of that delicious flavor. It goes so well with Smarties. Like I said, I'm sitting here in front of the idiot box, which isn't an idiot box anymore. TVs are no longer boxes. So I guess this is the idiot rectangle. The idiot 16:9 aspect ratio idiot panel. The idiot rectangle. And what am I watching? Well, it's Sunday, so obviously I'm watching NASCAR. NASCAR. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what are you, some kind of redneck? Well, no. But I do like racing, and I watch various disciplines of racing. You know, I watch NASCAR, and I watch F1, I watch Indy, I watch motocross, I watch Formula E, the electric cars. And if there's nothing else on, I will watch Global Rallycross, which I don't know if that's actually really racing or not. It just seems like what racing, I'm not even going to go into it. And I kind of like NASCAR. Yeah, it's true, they just drive around in circles and it's kind of boring, but the nice thing about NASCAR is at least there's some passing in NASCAR, and it happens all the time. Unlike in, say, Formula One, where it's pretty much just a parade. The other good thing about NASCAR is the cars can bump into each other and nothing bad happens. The race continues. In open wheel racing, like Formula One or Formula E or Indy, you know, if the cars accidentally just barely touch each other, boom, the cars completely fall apart. And then they got to stop the race, clean everything up, and do all this. And that's so annoying. That's the most annoying part of open wheel racing in my book. And so that's why I like NASCAR. At least you can, you know, these guys can hit each other a little bit without the cars exploding. And yeah, it's true that in NASCAR, they do run a couple of road course races. I think just 2. Watkins Glen and Sonoma, California. Which is kind of fun, because then it's like, oh, look, real racing. Plus, they can bump into each other. So, yeah. I'm sitting here watching this race, and they had to stop the race anyway. No, a car did not fly into a million pieces. The track did, or at least I should say, the track broke
in at least one place, and so there's like one piece of, there's a chunk of track that got knocked up, and so now there's a hole in the track, so they had to stop the race and fix the hole. Now, how did they fix the hole? You know, they can't go out there with concrete or asphalt because that takes too long. So what do they use? That's right, epoxy. And you know how much I love epoxy. I'm just wondering why they can't transfer this racing technology into everyday life. I mean, come on, let's face it. If you put racing car parts on your car, that's just better for your car. Racing, although it is technically useless and just actually a form of performance art, and I'm not even going to go into why that is, but you'll just have to trust me. What racing does is it does create an onus for improving automobiles and improving driving in general and blah, blah, blah. And so lessons learned from racing often get translated into consumer automobiles. And that's great. So my question is, why does it take the city 4 days to fix the hole in the street in front of my house? These NASCAR guys can do it in 20 minutes. They just mix up the epoxy, stir, stir, stir. They pour it in the hole, and they wait 10 minutes, and boom, it cures, and it's ready to go again. And look, we can go back to racing. Woohoo! How come they can't do that on my street? Why do I have to wake up to jackhammers? Why do I have to wake up to giant trucks pulling up in front of my house? Why don't they just get two NASCAR guys with a bucket of epoxy to pull up? That's nice and quiet. That won't wake me up in the morning. Then they pour the epoxy into the hole. That is also nice and quiet. That won't wake me up. Then they wait for it to cure, which is quiet and won't wake me up. And then they can drive away. Boom. Hole fixed. No. I'm sorry, but I believe that there's a lot of lessons to be learned from racing. And I just wish people, I just wish at least my city government would apply some of this newfound knowledge in road technology to fix the holes in my street instead of getting out a jackhammer. Just go get the damn glue. Pour the glue into the hole and everything will be fine. Anyway. So yeah, with the race stopped here, we might as well see what else is on TV right now. Probably nothing, because other than NASCAR, there's never anything on TV on a Sunday except sometimes fishing shows, which I don't really have any interest in watching. Oh, look. What time is it now? Yeah, in about a half an hour or so, The Young Victoria is going to be on Movieplex. And I've seen that. Maybe I'll watch it again. It's Emily Blunt as Queen Victoria, and the whole thing is shot at Blenheim Palace. That little castle they're in, and they pretend it's something else. It's really Blenheim Palace. The seat of Duke of Marlborough. And we've talked about that already. I can't remember which show, but if you want to learn all about Blenheim Palace and the Duke of Marlborough, just email me, tobe@sdf.org, and I can see if I can figure out which episode that was, and you can listen to it in the archives. What else is on? The archive is at SDF... No. The archive is at anonradio.net/archive. Oh, look, here's another one of my favorite movies is on, but it's on an Espanol channel. The Ringer. Entrenadores especiales preparan un hombre, Johnny Knoxville, que supuestamente es un retrasado mental para competir con el odiado campeón de los juegos. I don't speak Spanish. Wait, I just did. And here's the thing about the Civil War, which we're not going to watch. And The Love Boat is on. It's been on What else is going to be on TV? Chuck Wagon Races on the Cowboy Network. We got to check that out. That's always hilarious. And there they go. Broom, broom, broom. If you've ever seen a chuck wagon race, you need to go to a rodeo. Chuck wagon racing is crazy. It's a team of four horses pulling a wagon. It seems super dangerous to me, but, you know, what do I know? I'm not a cowboy. I don't know nothing about it. All right, so let's go back to the schedule, see what else is on. I wonder if there's any Godzilla on today. I watched Godzilla last night, because last night was Saturday night, and the Comet Network has been playing classic Godzilla movies. And I do love my Gojira. What else is on? Chuck Wagon Races. There's some dumb football on. And you know what? I noticed that one of my channels disappeared. Remember, like last week, I got a whole bunch of new channels, including the Cowboy channel? Well, one channel went away, my NBC Universal, which I would occasionally watch because that was the House channel. So now I don't get to watch House anymore, and I'm wondering if that's going to become the Olympic channel, because I've been seeing advertisements for... I'm not in England. Why am I talking like England guy? For the Olympic channel, and hopefully maybe that'll come on, but why am I happy about that? I don't want to watch any Olympics. The Olympics used to be great when I was a kid, but now it's just, you know, professional athletes from America embarrassing amateurs from third world countries, and that's just rude. That's not how to play sports. What else is on? Tennis. And The Pacifier, that's kind of a funny movie with Vin Diesel, and he's a seal who becomes a babysitter, and there's a duck. That's the movie with the duck. And I like ducks, and so does my cat, but my cat is sleeping, so we do not need to watch The Pacifier duck movie today. What else is on? Oh, some Hunger Games is on, of course, because if you don't have a Star Wars on, and if you don't have a Twilight on or a Bourne Identity on, then you have to have the Hunger Games on. That's just the law of TV. Oh, and there's some IndyCar racing going on at the same time as my NASCAR race. Maybe we should be checking that out. Duh. Wait, now I lost what channel it was on. I think it's on 42. Kapow. Yes, it is. Live from Toronto. Toronto, Canada, where Snowdusk lives. Well, I'm not sure if he still lives there. I'd heard he was going to move to Brampton. Brampton, Ontario. Ontario. So, yeah, these guys are zipping around on a road course that is actually on some streets in Toronto. And this is when I wish I lived in Toronto, because I would be at this watching them zoom around. So that's fun. Open wheel racing. It's kind of nutty. Ow. So anyway, well, what else did I do today? It's way too hot to go outside. So I did not go mott spotting or look for dudes or anything like that, because it's like 95, and yeah, there's no way I'm going to walk around for 10 minutes in that kind of heat. I would melt. My brain would become a gelatinous ooze seeping out of my ears. But I did go out today. But I did not go out to outdoors. I went out to indoors. What did I do? Yes, if you guessed that I took my new phone somewhere to test it out, I did in fact do that. I went to the mall again. And when I say my new phone, you do of course realize that I'm talking about the fake phone that I made the other day. If you happen to miss that episode and don't feel like listening to the archive, let me just tell you that I took a piece of wood and I cut it out on my bandsaw to be roughly the same size and shape as your typical smartphone. I then painted it. I painted one side of it gray and one side of it black. And I painted the edges black. And then on the gray side, I also painted a fake little camera lens. Just a little black circle with some, you know, like pseudo lens reflections on it. It looks so hokey and dumb. I've got it right here. It's so funny. This is what my phone sounds like. Because it's made out of wood and not made out of plastic and metal and glass. So, yeah, this morning, this was shortly after I got up. I got up, ate breakfast, put on my stealth clothes, and I strapped up with all my illicit electronic gear, and I went out farming. Or whatever it is that I do with all this mysterious gear. Now, if you're not familiar with why I have this fake phone, it's to act as a decoy so that I can stand around in strange places in public without attracting attention. Because, you know, some guy just standing there doing nothing can attract attention. Unwanted attention if you're getting up to some, you know, questionable business in the manner that I might do myself. And since I do that because I am me, I need an excuse to be standing somewhere doing nothing. And that's when I realized I needed to make a fake phone. Now you might be thinking, why don't you just use a real phone? Because I don't have one. I don't need one. I've got other stuff. Plus, all my money goes to way funner electronic toys than phones. Phones are boring. Phones are dumb. So anyway, I did go out today with all my gear strapped to my body and in my pockets, and I took my fake phone with me. And the fake phone worked out great. I was able to, you know, walk through the mall, and whenever I was in a good spot for getting, oh, you know, some hits, shall we say, I would just stand there and act like, oh, I felt my phone go off in vibrate mode, I better check it out, and I would pull this fake phone out of my pocket, and then I could just stand there. Or there were some cases where I got to sit on a bench. So I sat on a bench or stood around and I pretended to be looking at my phone and maybe answering some vital emails, or perhaps I was tweeting, or maybe I was swiping left. Maybe I was Snapchatting. Nobody will ever know, because anybody who saw me didn't even give me a second glance. And I was doing this right in front of the people who I was, well, I don't want to say victimizing, but the people who were my objects of attention, even though I was standing right there and being super suspicious, because I had my phone and I was moving my thumb and I was pretending like I was doing stuff on my phone, nobody gave me a second glance, and I got away with murder. Except, you know, not literally murder. Because, you know, I didn't kill anybody. I was just having fun. And it was fun. And I was laughing and laughing to myself. And I think I might have actually laughed out loud once or twice. But again, although a person just laughing to themselves, standing around doing nothing, would be very suspicious, somebody looking at what would appear to be their phone laughing, you know, that just looks like, oh, he must have read something funny on his Snapchat, on his tweets. Yeah, no. I was up to no good, and I was up to it in an exemplary manner. I was on fire today. On fuego. Oh, the NASCAR race is back on, so... Ooh, my guy is getting passed. My guy who was in second place is now in third place. That would be Kyle Busch. And he drives a candy car. That's why he's my guy. Sometimes he drives the M&M's car, but sometimes it's the Snickers car. And today, however, it is neither of those. Today it is the Interstate Battery car. If I was a NASCAR driver, I would probably be sponsored by candy as well. Or by tea. The International Consortium of Tea Growers sponsoring my race car, which would probably be a Hyundai. That's the one thing I kind of don't like about NASCAR. There's only, what, three or four different car manufacturers, and even then, you know, these aren't stock cars, even though they call them stock car racing, blah blah, it's not. But anyway, you got your Fords, your Chevys, and Toyotas. And do they have Dodges anymore? I don't remember. I don't really pay that much attention to it. But there's no Hyundais in NASCAR. And it's not because Hyundais aren't awesome. They're great. It's just you don't want a Hyundai for a race car. What you want a Hyundai for is a stealthy crime car. Like if you're robbing a bank and you need a getaway car, or you're doing some kind of electronic crimes. Hyundais are great for being nondescript, because, you know, as you pull away, any witnesses, they just see a car. Cops ask them what kind of car it was. I don't know, it was kind of black or dark gray. Or was it a Ford? No. You know, a lot of people can identify Fords and Chevys just by the way they look. Nobody can identify a Hyundai. And that's why I use one for my very own crime mobile. The last of the VHF interceptors. I highly recommend them. If you need to do a crime in a car, I recommend Hyundai. Can you see me as a celebrity endorser saying that on TV? That would be awesome. Oh, that's right. And that's why you won't see Hyundais racing. Because they're more fun for doing crimes. Uh-oh. I think I heard something upstairs. I think my cat's waking up and climbing out of her cardboard box, the one she likes to sleep in. So now we gotta hide all the smarties. Make sure she doesn't see them, because as soon as she sees the rolls, she'll come over here and grab one and she'll run off with it if we're not careful. Something about that size. You know, for some reason, my cat likes cylindrical objects that are about the size of a AA battery. A AA battery is like the funnest toy my cat can find. If she cannot find it, like chapstick. Any kind of lip balm or AA battery, anything that's, you know, cylindrical and about that size, for some reason, it's the most interesting thing to my cat. And of course, a roll of Smarties is also approximately that size. Plus, it comes wrapped in that crinkly wrapper. Oh, and that's why we have to hide all the Smarties from my cat. I don't hear her coming down the stairs, though. Maybe she's moving from the box to the bass amp. I have a bass amp underneath my living room windows. And it's just the right height for her to sit on and sleep on. And, you know, the sun shines in the window. And, oh, that's so sleepy time for kitties. It's so good. And she also likes to watch all the action, all the birds and the people walking by and all that stuff out the window. So, you know, maybe she's just switching napping places. You never know with my cat. Whoa, what's that sound? Oh, it's the alarm telling me that the show is almost over, and it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what I get up to. But now I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
First. ハロー。This is DJ クーマタ。